Now, where's the one that we approved two, three meetings back? It's on the other side of the road, I know.
Right there above your arrow.
Right here?
I think it's to your right. Right in there, isn't it?
Yeah. It's right in this area.
Yeah, across from the church. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, I remember now. That's the only other one there except it down there at the entrance to Cedar Park, isn't it?
Right.
Is there anyone that wants to
right
speak in
is.
Favor of this?
Yeah.
Anyone that wants to speak against this project? No comment from the public.
And this hasn't been a nightly rental?
No. It's the first. And you're the closest neighbor?
Yes.
And you're here to support it?
Yes.
Motion to approve.
Did I get a second on that?
Yep.
Got a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All in favor? Raise your right hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
6-1?
2.
6-2. Or 5-2?
5-2. Yeah. Sorry, I had my head turned. I didn't look and say I didn't hear you.
Okay, now you're to conditional use permit number 2140. Michael Skiles is seeking Planning Commission approval of conditional use permit for nightly rental use in an existing single-family home located at 804 Iowa Colony Road. Property is currently zoned R1 single family residential. Per the Taney County Assessor's information, the property is 1.2 acres in size approximately. It's lot number 3, located in the Blandrell Place subdivision. There's currently a mobile home with an addition on the back and a garage located on the property. Property is served by a private well for water and Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. Access is from Iowa Colony.
Okay.
So based on a two-bedroom home, maximum occupancy will be 6. For a total of 6, you will need 3 parking spaces. So this is historic 165. This is Iowa Colony, you know, of course, Lake Taney Como. Here's our parcel. I'm zoomed out quite a ways on that one, but zooming in. Zooming in closer. Here's our zoning layer, which I just always try to put on. Some pictures looking right where I parked off the road.
That is not mine. That belongs to a contractor that I had out there. I have a black Chevy.
Well, that's mine. That's mine when I parked.
Gotcha.
Unit 101.
Okay.
It's in lots of pictures. These guys know that they know that pickup.
Okay.
So just going around the property. It's got a circle drive.
Uh-huh.
If you look way right here, and I don't know if you can see it, I didn't realize this was as blurry, Tom. I stand out there a while ago, and I understand you're saying it's blurry. So right in this area here, I can see the flag of a state. The neighbor to this side here, should be the south, actually showed me a survey today, and that survey comes pretty close to this building. So when I had mentioned to the applicant that we need to look at some kind of buffer, because this is off that parcel. This is, looks like it's just all one. So I think he's going to speak a little bit to you and ask you what kind of buffer we might be looking at. That would come right through this area. He's got a survey of his property. And then I just turned around and looked back out. Then I looked to the parcel to the north, and there's a lot of native vegetation. And again, I just took a picture at the drive to the left and then to the right on Iowa Colony. And with that, I would turn it over to the applicant for anything they wanted to add. Or any questions you would have.
Is there anyone to speak against this project? Any comments from the commission?
Was that a shared, is that a shared driveway then, if that building on the left?
No, it's not. Not really intended that way.
You live there now.
Okay, I see their access.
So here's a drive.
I got it.
And that pin was back in here, so if I follow. So I'm just estimating the property line. The gentleman, did you bring your survey?
Yeah, I've got it.
If you guys want to see the survey of the north, the south parcel, and it shows where those buildings are at, you can take a quick peek at it.
It's got all these properties surrounding. That's all residential R1s, aren't they?
Correct.
You didn't have any feedback?
I have not. Just this gentleman came in, the owner of this lot that has the survey he's showing you.
You want to look
just at wondering room. About the buffer that might be proposed along here.
To do for a buffer on that?
What was that?
What would you propose for a buffer between you and your neighbor?
There's kind of a, he has some hump of this, some rocks piled up that are, you know, there's a hump in the driveway. And we've talked about, we may put up a fence, who knows, if we need to, some kind of a buffer.
So you would put up the fence?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty close there.
Yeah, right on this section here. I mean, it appears like there's really no designation of the property line at that location.
Okay. I can see where Nightly Rental is going to think that might be part of their building or thing.
But since it's been surveyed, and you can see that pin and the one in the front, they would have no problem finding the line and putting whatever kind of a buffer you guys worked out. And we'd add that into the staff recommendation.
How long have you owned the property?
My mom owned it since 1980, my family.
Donut shop?
Hmm?
The donut shop?
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
The donut shop's not there anymore.
Yeah, that's another part of the aging process, all the good stuff.
No doubt.
From there to the front is about 207 feet roughly measuring on if you rent it all the way to the front, which we'd have to get with Devin for sight line issues pulling out. But.
Existing driveway, I mean,
grandfather. Well, we don't want to bring it all the way to that line if it is a privacy fence.
No, right away, it's shown on that survey is not correct. We got additional right away when we improved Iowa Colony. But I think it mostly come off the other side of the road when they platted those subdivisions. That property on that side of property line probably has never moved because
of... Anyway, my thought was I don't, if it was like a privacy fence or something, right, you might not want to run it all the way.
Right.
Pull it back
right.
20 feet. There's trees there.
Privacy fence up into the trees, is that what we're talking about?
But it's got to stop at the right of way.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think it needs to come that far up anyway.
Well, maybe 120 feet.
Do we have any nightly rentals that we know about anywhere in this area?
You guys have approved one down in this area here.
Wait a minute, where are you at? I lost your comment.
Down at Foggy River.
Well, no, on Iowa Colony. There's another one on Iowa Colony that you approved in this area here.
Okay, I remember that one.
Okay. If he gets approval for a nightly rental on that, then the fire department's going to go for maybe push breakers in it and whatnot.
You'll have to get the fire more than likely. That's been the past experience.
They talked to him.
Well, we haven't talked to him. They sent this to us after we asked them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
This is a mobile home?
Mm-hmm. Or add-ons?
Mobile home with a room addition on the back, yes. You're correct.
Jeez.
Yeah. And it's got a stick-built roof on it.
Hmm. Is there any other discussion on that?
Well, it just has to be with the buffer, you know. I don't know what we want to require there as far as the buffer. I do think they need to separate the driveways. The neighbor's got, as I understood it, a mountain of rocks there. But it'd be something a little more permanent, maybe.
What kind of buffer would you like to build?
Hmm.
I think a fence would work.
Yeah. 6-foot privacy fence?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would think the police need that.
Yes, sir.
And how far would it, how long would it have to be to get a, that there's another little like a roadway or a driveway uh-huh. there?
It was a place where gravel was dumped at one time, so that's not really representative
that's
of what it is.
That's roughly 150 feet.
Okay. That takes you up to that other little opening.
Yeah, this little opening.
Yeah.
I took it right to there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then to the back side where that pin is.
The north side has enough tree vegetation for a buffer?
There was a lot of vegetation on the north side.
It's your turn.
Well, are we talking about a 6-foot fence that would be required and then you all would
that
come
would
out
be, that would be part of the motion that it, okay. you would have a buffer fence.
So 150 feet. Are you making the motion, Doug?
I'm not making the motion, but I don't know whether it would be 150 feet or 120 feet. You know,
okay. Whatever. So from this drive to somewhat of the back of the building.
Right,
okay.
Exactly.
Second.
We have a motion on the floor and we have a second. Any other discussion? Are we ready for a vote? All in favor signify by raising your right hand. Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Got one vote. Two. Opposition.
5-2.
Here, Doug. Hand
okay.
it back here.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
I lost my
the last one.
He's got decent access. He's been putting a good buffer. There's no reason.